Listener Paul from Oak Island is not a fan of Diane Rehm. He tweeted this, "Sure do wish Science Friday was still 2 to 4 p.m. Thank goodness for podcasts." And we had a similar message from Ron Cohen, but he prefers that her show, quote, "should be dropped and music substituted, less irrelevant and purposeless ventilation and more life-affirming music," unquote. Listener Bob wrote what he called his humble opinion. "A year and a half ago, I retired here from New York State and have enjoyed WHQR very much. A few comments. I love the classical and jazz music. Favorite shows are Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Science Friday, and I'm glad that Diane Rehm is on the air. I knew her work well from WRVO in Syracuse. Just my own preference, I sort of miss the program Says You. Another preference, I'd rather listen to music than to the BBC at midnight. However, I do understand the impossibility of serving all the people all the time, being the only public radio station in this smaller market. Keep up the good work." Suzanne Wortman, a nurse midwife from Wilmington, wrote this, "Thanks for all you do. In my house, we love WHQR. Its existence is one of the reasons we moved to Wilmington and one of the reasons we stay. But please, when you pronounce a certain word in your announcements for university physicians, it's midwifery, not midwifery." Well, a quick bit of research by our Crackerjack staff revealed that the Oxford English Dictionary shows both pronunciations, and the Merriam-Webster New International shows only midwifery. So either or both can be correct in context, we suppose. And, of course, whatever we do will be wrong for someone. But in this case, since it was an underwriting message, we concluded that the most authoritative source is the underwriter, university physicians, and we'll go with their preference. And that is, as Suzanne wrote, midwifery. Jim White of Oak Island wrote, "First, thanks for letting us be day sponsors this week in honor of our granddaughter. Second, I've been searching your website high and low to find out more information about the feature you had on Tuesday about the origin of several Christmas tree customs. My wife and I were driving and didn't catch all of the broadcasts. Any hints as to how we can get a transcript or hear the report again would be appreciated." The segment that Jim heard was a commentary by Shane Fernando, one of several local commentators from here in the community. We were a little late getting that on our website, but you can find it by searching either Shane Fernando or Candlelight Tour at WHQR.org. Listener Charlotte wrote this about Mozart's Sister, a recent film in our Cinematique series at Thalian Hall. "I loved this film," she says. "The photography and sets and costumes were fantastic. I learned something more of the times and limitations put on women. I never thought about the violin not being an instrument to be played by women. Also gained insight into Mozart's family life. The children were exploited much like circus performers. Get more movies like this." Finally, Jonathan Teddington, a science and Spanish teacher at Brunswick County Early College High School, wrote, "I would just like to express how much I love your station. It gives me so much relevant information every morning as I'm driving to school. My students are constantly poking fun because at least 5 times a week I tell them about something I heard on one of your shows. Thanks so much." Well, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-343-1640, extension 6. And thanks for your feedback.